Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think separation, I think, is always a term that gets used a lot when what is considered good separation, depending on the type of route that they're necessarily running. We got a good amount of man coverage last night. You know, we had some opportunities that we won on, some that we have to make better plays on the ball. There's not many players in the NFL that are just going to truly run away from guys in man coverage.
Well, let's not look that up. Joe Brady on the evergreen subject of Bills receiver separation ability. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. You know what? Nice fit with what the question was I wanted to bring up earlier. Because I think you could go a long time with this and in lots of different directions. So we're talking about wide receiver all the time. Really, I mean, they're talking about what does the G stand for in WGR? Because we know WR, we know that stands for wide receiver. Like, that's just us. Let's talk about the draft pick of Keon Coleman. How are we looking? So, like I said, you can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
He's not Xavier Worthy. Okay. I mean, he's good. Coleman's good. But they're different. It's also not Luke McCaffrey, who I think is still good, even though this year nothing is really happening there. He was on the board, and so were lots of other guys, including some that haven't worked out yet. How about New England? Here's New England, all fancy, coming in here and winning. Polk and Baker, two receivers picked last year. Nobody would have criticized the Patriots for not investing at wide receiver. Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, nobody, they don't even play. Polk is out for the year. He might never play. Baker might even have been waived.
He seems very immature is what that reads like from a distance.
So you could have done that. A.D. Mitchell. We talked about him a lot last year. How does the Bills pick of Coleman sit for you right now? It's a receiver. He's had moments. He scored a touchdown Sunday night. He was also sat for the beginning of the game Sunday night, and that's happened before. With Coleman, what else? I mean, the investment in the position, it's there with this player. They traded down. They lost out on Ricky Pearsall and Xavier Leggett between when they were on the board, when Worthy was picked, to Coleman, first pick of the second round. I don't know. I mean, so many different ways to look at this. One being sort of the macro, the Bills and wide receiver. Trying to get better. Here's a pretty significant pick 33. Pretty significant draft asset used on a receiver. Give him credit. What else is there to say at this point? How is that going? He's certainly not. I mean, everybody eats, right? Everybody nibbles, everybody snacks.
Yeah.
He's certainly not an alpha target dominator. He has not even been close to that. And I don't know that the Bills mind that so far.
Yeah, I mean, if you take them at their word that they really do believe in this, like, you know, we don't have a guy that we got to force it to or anything, like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm skeptical about that. I feel like you would like a guy to be good enough. Like, what if Coleman did emerge in some way, right? He just, his route running got good enough.
We still don't know, do we?
I don't know. Route running got good enough. That, you know, every time I look over there, he's open. I mean, I'm feeding him the ball. What, they would stop? Like, stop getting open. I just it doesn't make sense to me that you wouldn't want someone to emerge as the best of the bunch and therefore more deserving of attention. I mean, I get it. Like, I guess theoretically, from Allen's perspective, if it's a clean sheet every time, that frees him up to just go to the right guy. But I don't know. Isn't it better if you have a guy that you strongly suspect because over time you see him get open and beat his man on certain routes and you just know, you know, I'm going to drop back here. And if we're right, if I'm right about this coverage, that's the throw. I'm just going to do that. I don't know. Like, I appreciate the, you know, it's very communal. I don't have any preconceived ideas about it at all. I don't know. I don't think preconceived ideas have to be a bad thing in that relationship, quarterback receiver. So, I don't know, man. I think it's going okay.
It's going okay.
Their entire passing game is pretty much going okay. You know, Kincaid is maybe the brightest story of their passing game, that he's emerging.
Well,
he's getting in the end zone. He had a 100-yard game last week. Like, he's making important plays, and so, you know, that's good. But I'm still burned about Worthy. Honestly, like, you asked me about Coleman, the first thing I think about is the trade they made to get out of there that cost them the opportunity to get the guy that I thought fit better. You know, what do I know? I'm not a coach. I'm not trying to forage around for this everybody eats mentality. I just want a guy that's going to get open and maybe threaten people down the field. And Worthy seemed to fit that profile. They had their concerns. Maybe they'll end up being right. We'll see. He's already missed some time this year. Maybe he'll get hurt again because he's so little. I don't know. But I still feel a little chafed about that when you bring up Coleman to me. So, you know, I should set that aside because that doesn't really matter. What matters now is how's it going with Coleman?
No, it does matter. Like, and it will all, it's a question, I think, of how much energy do you want to devote to this? Because if you are all in on the question, Worthy absolutely matters, I think. All of it does. So does the player they got when they traded down. Who's that guy again?
Dwayne Carter.
Thanks for reminding me. So, like, that was your reward for making that move was him. And, you know, it's still like a later round pick, but you'd like to think that would, you know, help you in the equation. That matters. Stylistic, you know, yesterday we got into this again. Fans are ready to talk about it, and I don't feel like that's just because we are leading them to water, you know, with this subject. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to a point yesterday where we had calls from fans who were like, this is how the Bills want it. They don't want to have a field stretcher because then they would have to throw the ball deep or something. Then they'd be in second and 10, and they want to be in second and 5. And they don't need Xavier Worthy to get to second and 5. All they need is James Cook or even Knox to get to second and 5, or Allen, of course. Like, they don't want the top off the defense kind of thing. They want to be methodical. And I think you can say that about them. I really do. I think you can say it. For as much winning and scoring as they've done, I think it's a fair assessment of how
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How they want to play. So, Coleman, What did you say? Like, it's going okay?
It's going okay.
Is it any? Is anybody going to say it's going better than okay?
I mean, I was hopeful at the beginning of the year. You know, we have our fantasy guys, you know, on Fridays usually, you know, through the summer and into the season. And, like, Coleman was the guy that I felt like if someone's going to emerge, I felt like that's him. I was really worried about Kincaid's legs. I when he got dinged so early in camp, that I thought, oh, no, like, this is just going to be a thing. And there's been a hint of it yet, which is great news. But that pushed me to Coleman, and I sort of bought that, you know, talking to Sal about it and hearing what, like, the coaches were saying, that he's worked on the route running and he's more intentional about it and all this sort of stuff. And I don't know. There's lapses, there's drops, there's fumbles, there's, you know, not showing up for stuff and getting benched. You know, the Miami game, he doesn't turn around in time for a ball that's right on him. So it's not, I don't know. Like, he's it's just okay. That's the best I can do. And I want to say more. I'd like to be able to say more, but I really can't.
It's not a loss. It's not a win. Okay.
Right.
You know, always also in the context of how the team does, the team has done really well, but not that this is fair to, you know, go with right now because the season is too young, but, like, they haven't won yet. This is only the second year of Coleman. How do you think it's going? 803-0550. Let's go to Bill here. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Just to piggyback on what you're talking about, believe me, I get annoyed as anybody about that Worthy move. And I put it aside till the season ended. And I said after they made that pick, if this guy burns us or beats us bad like Tyreek Hill did years ago in a playoff game, I'm going to be totally, totally angry. And what happens? He crushes us in that playoff game. And that made that move even so much worse for me. And then to top it off, we had another one of Bean's first round picks that was a bust, Tyree Elam, the one they had to go out there and play against Worthy and try to cover him. And that just added salt to the wound for me because he's not even here anymore either. I wanted them to grab McConkey in that draft. I thought it was perfect for Allen. He always gets open. He gets separation. He's got great hands. And he's just got a great mentality for the locker room. I liked everything about that kid. And the Chargers took him right after we took Coleman. So I'm watching that guy, too, for the past 2 years. And he seems to be almost Herbert's go-to guy. So believe me, this topic, it infuriates me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bill. I liked McConkey, too. I feel that Shakir was
in the way,
the problem with that, thinking that would happen. You know, just the overlap between the two players. And that's what I think has held me back on Shakir the last couple of years. This is also how I feel about Cook a little bit, although he's making that tougher now, is that when you sign good players to big deals, then you're not going to do anything to cut into them. Like, you're not going to go looking for a slot receiver, and you're not going to go looking for a running back. In the running back's case, that went to the point in this year's draft when the draft was so rich with running back talent that the Bills, even without Cook signed, probably thought they were going to get that done and just stayed away from it. And for what it's worth, now their backups are not producing at all behind Cook. So I kind of wanted them to end up with one of those.
Somebody on Saturday, yeah.
Saturday picks, exactly. Did not happen, but that's not to say Cook isn't good or that even Shakir isn't good. It's just, all right, if we're going to invest in this, this is our guy now for years. And you'd better be able, that's got to be able to sing for you. You know, you just have to get that. Well, what do you have to do? You have to win, ideally, with those guys, you know, as main contributors. And if the Bills do win this year, they probably will be Cook. I mean, Cook is really their identity on offense now.
It really has become that way. Yes. Yeah, I mean, and we saw, look, you can overreact to one result and the way one game went that led to the result. But we all got to look Sunday night at what this offense can be like if he's not going. Like, if he gets shut down and the backups aren't producing, so basically you can't run the ball, your quarterback is almost your leading rusher in the game, then that's what you get if the passing offense is going to be the way that the passing offense is. So they kind of need that. Yeah, I mean, Cook has become the engine. He got the contract, and that's kind of a piece of the puzzle. It's not the most important piece. How you play matters, but his play gets now it's up a level because he's made that tier of contract. He's more well known now. You get notoriety when you get the contract. Oh, that guy must be really good. He got paid. Like that works that way sometimes. It can be subtle, but anyway, yeah, I think like you talk to people about the Bills and it's Cook right after Allen now. It's not any of these receivers.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker at 4. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.